Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天呢，我们潘吉 Jenny 告诉你的节目要带大家去赶集，去购物，去大采购。
That's right, we're not just going to the supermarket, we are going to the super duper markets.
我们去山姆店，我们去 Costco, 我们去这种就是店大到不行，然后你买那个东西量也要大到不行的店。
That's right, we're buying in bulk, we're getting tons of stuff.
哦，所以像山姆店 Costco, 你买的东西虽然便宜，但你要买很大的量，这个叫 buying in bulk, 是吗？
Yeah, that's right, not just one bottle of ketchup, for example, but a box of like five ketchups at the same time.
因为 bulk 的意思就是很大的量，是吧？
Yeah, you're getting enough to last a long time, not just a one-time use type of thing.
对，就我还记得我第一次去 Costco 啊，都十多年前，因为我阿姨和姨父住在美国，住在旧金山，然后那时候他们就说，带你去个很好的店，然后你买点东西带回去给爸爸妈妈，给外公外婆，然后呢，我就有史以来第一次就进了 Costco, 然后就看到你说的那个 ketchup 番茄酱，那个瓶子的 size 是我们中国的花生油 ，you know our huge tank of oil, but it's like ketchup.
Hey, but it lasts a long time, right? And it's at a discount, so...
对，这么大一瓶5.99块，太便宜了，可惜带不到中国。没有，但现在没关系，因为这些店他们都进入了中国，而且都在中国是做得非常好。像我爸爸妈妈在上海，他们家旁边有一个山姆店嘛，去逛这个山姆店就成为了我父母以及上海很多很多市民的一个休闲娱乐活动。
Seems like they're taking over the world with their business model here.
好的，今天我们的节目呢，就跟大家分享一下来自英语一些商业评论媒体啊文章，他们总结了这个山姆店在中国为什么那么成功，而且它在中国的成功是有它非常独特的地方的，跟美国还有一些差异。
The differences, right? And what makes them successful in China?
对 ,and a lot of these are also overlapping with Costco's success in China. 那这两家在中国我觉得也是改变了我们很多人的消费习惯。
Yeah, these stores have had a major impact everywhere and now they're hitting China, so it's a great topic to cover.
嗯，没错。好，那还是再回到这种类型的店哦。刚刚我们说了you know, you are buying in bulk, but you're buying these things at discounted prices.
That's right, you're buying in bulk, but in order to shop there, you have to be a member. So these are membership stores.
对，就是你要付一个会员费，一个年费。
Yeah, you pay an annual membership fee in order to shop there.
Annual 就是年度的啊。在加拿大没有山姆店，在这儿都是 Costco, 一年最便宜的那个层级 ,so the cheapest tier of their membership 是100多一点加币一年吧，就是大概600-700块钱人民币。
Not too bad, that comes out to like about 10 bucks a month, I guess, that's not so bad.
对，但是我刚刚说到这个在加拿大现在没有什么 Sam's Club, 山姆店。How about in the States? 因为这两个都是美国的 ,they're all American businesses.
Both Sam's Club and Costco are in the US, but you see a lot more Costco these days than Sam's Club. Sam's Club maybe 20, 30 years ago, there was a lot more, but a lot less now.
对，所以我觉得山姆店结果反而到中国很成功，也是让很多美国人惊讶的。因为前面我们聊的时候，你说小时候你记得和父母去 Sam's Club, 但后来不知道怎么他就越来越少，好像就有点做不过 Costco 在美国。
Yeah, when I was a kid, I think there was no Costco in my hometown, but there was a Sam's Club. So that was my first introduction to these big box membership stores.
对，但是呢这个山姆店 Sam's Club 它就是沃尔玛嘛，对吧？其实这个 Sam 它就是沃尔玛的创始人。
That's right, it's Sam's Club, right? And who's Sam? The founder of Walmart, Sam Walton.
对，因为美国沃尔玛还是最多，是世界上最大这种实体 retailer 啊，到现在还是。 OK, 那这两个店呢，他们店里面装潢是没啥 fancy 的， In fact, 走进去就是仓库， But that's why we like it
Yeah, that's the appeal, right? Rather than spending all their money on making a fancy shopping experience, you get straight to the point with this kind of warehouse style and all the products stacked up.
对 ,warehouse 就是仓库啊，然后它的那个购物车 很大很重，就有的时候你东西放多了，我们女生推起来还挺吃力的。
Yeah, they're massive, right? You can fit lots of kids in them, though.
哦，对，小朋友非常喜欢。其实我觉得去 Costco 啊，去 Sam's Club， 对于很多家庭来说，是他们一个联系感情，是一个大家一起亲子的活动。
Yeah, it's kind of become this like family bonding activity to go to these stores, right?
对，所以亲子就是联系感情啊，这个叫 bonding. And we very often say 就 family bonding. 然后对我来说，去 Costco, 去山姆店都是一个特别兴奋的事儿，就像我前面说像赶集。So it's totally different than just, you know, going grocery shopping in my local supermarket. 因为我也不常去，我可能每个月或者每两个月去一次。So every time I go, 我就觉得像过年一样。
Yeah, it's like this fun kind of celebratory, enjoyable experience, which is not what people typically associate with grocery shopping.
对，就热火朝天嘛，对吧？其实讲到他这个这两个店啊，真的都非常厉害。哎呀，你要付钱给他，要买东西，然后呢，你还得付个会员费。即使这样，他们还能那么成功。所以 ，what is their secret, or what are their secret success factors?
There's got to be a bunch of reasons, but we're going to focus in on the top five.
五大哈，我们聚焦山姆店吧，因为它在中国是门店数更多一点啊，然后也开得非常的好。五大山姆店在中国成功的原因，然后也是我们不少这个英语商业评论给大家总结出来的。但是在说这五大原因之前呢，我还是非常喜欢沃尔玛的这个全球 CEO 他说的一句话，不管零售怎么变，现在又电商时代啊，怎么怎么样，他感觉零售最根本的还就是很简单的三个事儿
：price, products, and experience.
价格、产品和体验。
Yeah, these things never change, he says, which is probably true, right?
对，所以你看他不管山姆店还是沃尔玛，以至于看其他零售 retail or retailers 零售商非常成功的都绕不出这三个。
Yeah, you can't get around the price of stuff. If your prices are too high, no one's going to want to go there. If your products, if you don't have enough products, no one's going to want to shop with you. And if you have a bad experience, then of course you're not going to want to go back.
对，那我们来具体说说让山姆店在中国非常成功的五大要素啊。第一个呢，就是关于用户，那他的这个用户客户啊，他们有一个非常精准的定位。
Ah, that's right. They have precise customer targeting.
Okay, so precise 的意思就是非常非常的 accurate.
Yeah, it's like you're aiming a gun and you're shooting it perfectly accurate. You're very precise.
OK, 那当我们说到精准用户定位或者精准用户分层的时候，都会用到 precise 这个词啊。然后 targeting 大家知道是定位，刚刚讲那个分层呢就是 segmentation. So you will also hear precise customer segmentation. 那讲到这个山姆店的用户，他们聚焦的还是城市里的这些中产。
Yeah, and the people in those cities are probably what we'd call urban middle class, right?
Urban 就是 city 的意思，是吗？但它是一个形容词。
Yeah, you're describing things that are in a city or about a city.
那如果是比较乡村的呢？
We'd call that rural, which is a kind of a tricky word to say, but rural, R-U-R-A-L.
Rural, 就很多 rural 的意思。
Rural, yeah.
Yeah, urban and rural. So you always see, or you often see these as a pair, urban and rural. 他之所以要做这个用户精准定位，要选这些 urban middle class, 就是因为他是想要去过滤用户，过滤到那些最有消费能力的用户。
That's right. They're filtering out the customers who probably couldn't afford to shop there or wouldn't want to spend the money to shop there anyway, right?
对，所以呢 ，filter 过滤，这个也是我们谈到 marketing 啊 ，customer segmentation targeting 的时候常听到的一个词 ，to filter， 包括现在社会了，我们手机上面那个滤镜，那个也叫 filter。
Yeah, that's a little different, right? We're not talking about making ourselves look more pretty or something like that. This is about kind of removing unwanted parts of something.
对，就叫过滤水嘛，对吧？或者那种过滤水的机器 ，a water filtering system, a water filtering machine.
That's right, and you're left with only what you want.
对 ,which is customers with sufficient purchasing power, 就是有足够购买力的用户。好，那刚刚这是第一点的成功要素，那接下来的第二点啊，就讲到了产品 products。
Ah, yes, the second one is they have a unique product strategy.
Okay, so unique 就是很特别的，很独一无二的啊，一个产品策略。比如在山姆店里面就有很多产品是你在山姆店之外买不到的。So, you know, that's unique to them, right? 那作为一个用户，作为一个消费者，你想买这个东西的话，你就得到山姆店。
That's right. They're unique. They're only found there. So if you want to buy them, you have to go there. You can't get them anywhere else.
对，而且我发现山姆店它那些产品啊，中国的，然后全世界各国的，就是他们选品是非常的广泛。So they're sourcing from every kind of source, really?
Yeah, they're sourcing from all over the world, locally and internationally.
哦，所以 source 这个，它既是一个名词，对吧？源头。那当我们做动词或者动名词的时候，说到 sourcing, 就是说一家厂商，一个商店，它从哪里去拿它的货源。
That's right. It's just about where something comes from. It's sourced from that place.
对，我还记得去年过年的时候回上海嘛，然后就跟爸爸妈妈到山姆店大采购。那你知道我们中国人过年很多有个习惯，就吃个火腿哈。
嗯。
然后那时候我就看到有一个阿姨，她就买了一个很贵的，是西班牙的那种火腿，就很 fancy。我在外国只看到过一小薄片一小薄片卖，但山姆店那一阵子就是有一整个大大的火腿，然后一个大概得几千块人民币吧，然后那阿姨就买了一个。
Oh, those are probably pretty expensive normally, right? That Spanish ham.
对啊，所以我在国外我只看过它削的跟一张纸那样薄的。I've never seen like a person buying a whole thing. 就只有在那种高级饭店看到过一整个的。
Yeah, it's like very fancy ham, right?
Yeah, yeah. But that's how Sam's Club and Costco, they differentiate themselves, right? 它要区别开来，区隔开来。因为他们进中国的时候，其实中国整个 retail landscape, 整个的零售战火已经很热了。所以你一定要跟别人不一样。
Yeah, you want people to leave the store telling stories like you just did, right? Hey, my friend got this really unique or interesting thing from Sam's Club that you can only get there.
对，那如果你不喜欢西班牙火腿也没关系哈，就另一边像我看到人家买中国燕窝，就买一大堆bird's nest.
Oh, really? Wow, very local.
对，就有很多这种很 fancy, 但大家送礼啊什么就很好的东西。所以就讲到了他这个 product sourcing 非常好，就是说我的货源源头都是很有保证的，都是 high quality, and you are getting different unique products. 所以这个区别啊，区分很重要， differentiation.
All right.
How, and that brings us to the third big success factor.
Ah, yes, and one that is very important today, e-commerce integration.
就是电商啊 e-commerce. OK, 那这里的这个 e 呢就是 stands for electronic, 电子的哈。尤其是在中国就是电商我觉得全世界竞争最激烈然后也是可能创新最多最广最频繁的就是中国的整个电商生态。
Yeah, I have a hard time seeing a store that doesn't integrate e-commerce into their shopping succeeding these days, right? It's absolutely necessary.
对，因为我自己感觉啊，像山姆店，比如我父母，他们还是喜欢到山姆店去逛，因为对他们来说就是像一个体验嘛 ，event experience。但他们经常也会在山姆店小程序上面就刷刷，就看看最近有什么新的东西，或有的时候他们会查一查，哎，这个东西还有没有货，查库存。
Yeah, maybe you can kind of whet your appetite for your shopping trip by going online first, checking out what they have, and then going to the store.
对，但我觉得就是山姆店很厉害的是，现在美国其实 Walmart 电商策略是比较晚的 ，right? Like the e-commerce integration for a lot of these established retailers happened really late. 就是亚马逊不知道已经抢占市场，已经做非常非常好了，然后这些 Walmart 什么才后知后觉说 ，Oh, actually people want to shop online， 然后他们才去做。
Yeah, maybe they were too big to adjust quickly, right?
有一点，有一点，但也可能就是学了当时失败的经验，所以一到中国就是说 from the get-go, 一开始的时候就很重视这一块，而且还挖角了很多像什么阿里巴巴啊，然后京东出来的这些以前很牛的电商牛人。
Ah, yes, they poached, they stole these employees from their competitors at Alibaba and JD, right?
对你不要说 stole 吧，用 poach 更好一点，就是挖角嘛。因为人才大家都想要啊。So of course, if you've worked for some of the best e-commerce businesses in China in the world, 那你当然就是很抢手。
Yeah, that's true. Maybe they didn't steal them directly, right? That's a smart move.
对，人才流动就是这样啊。所以刚刚讲到那个挖角挖人，用到的词叫 poach 是吧 ？Poached.
Yeah, typically this word refers to illegally hunting animals. So maybe an endangered animal or an animal you don't have a permit to hunt, you can say you're poaching that animal.
啊、对，就是那个打猎什么的，但通常是说非法涉猎，对。但是当我们用到人才 you know, human capital talent 的时候，这个 poach 一般都是指已经很厉害的人，他们被 poach。如果你没有到那个 level,你是自己跳槽，没有人要 poach 你是吧？
没办法，被 poach， getting captured on purpose rather than being hunted down, right?
Yeah, yeah. 所以你看，我们像 headhunting, headhunter, 猎头嘛 ，also comes from like this hunting origin.
Yeah, it's a very interesting metaphor, right? We're hunting, but at the same time, you want them to stay alive. You want them to work for you.
你这有点太形象了，好像 stay alive, work for you. 对啊 you want them to really work on your operations to maximize your operational efficiency.
Yes, our fourth point here, operational efficiency.
对，其实对于任何一个商业机构来说，这个效率都非常重要嘛。然后特别是这样生态的这样 business model 的企业来说，运营的效率就非常重要。它有这么多的货，然后有这么多的店，对吧？有 offline 的，又有 online 人家在买的，怎么把它管得很好？怎么能够 reduce？ 我虽然我也不懂 retail， 但一直知道你这个积压库存，那肯定不行嘛。
Yes, exactly. These stores are exceptional at streamlining their operations.
Oh, so to streamline something, 就是以前是比较臃肿的，但我们要把它搞得比较瘦，是吧？要苗条，要瘦身。
Yeah, you're cutting the fat. You're getting rid of all the unnecessary things and just getting those core essential things remaining.
对，就是最后只留下那个最精干的，最能给你带来效益、收益的东西。
Yeah, the most efficient and important things.
对，所以经常我们看到的搭配就是一个流程，对吧？需要精简，所以 to streamline a process.
That's right, yes.
好，那对于像 Costco 啊、Sam's Club 这样的店来说呢，货品很多啊，要精简的、要精炼的，就留下最卖得出去的东西。
Yeah, they streamline their operations by reducing the number of SKUs.
SKU, 零售经常会听到的一个概念，这三个字母是代表哪三个词呢
?Stock keeping units.
哦，就是库存单位或者最小存货单元。
Yeah, and this is just a fancy industry term for a product.
对，就是一个产品。如果你 SKU 很多很多的话，也可能最后都卖得不好，因为很多时候用户会陷入一个选择障碍。
Oh, that is totally me. I suffer from decision fatigue and overload at a lot of these stores.
就有的时候你就想去买一瓶酱油，就那店有20种不同的酱油，最后哎呀，什么都没买。
对 ，and not only are they different brands, they have different prices. So you're comparing the brands and the prices, and 算了 ，you just don't buy anything.
哎，对啊，所以我看最近 Amazon 它就老跳出来什么，比如我在 Amazon 上面买一瓶橄榄油或者酱油，它就说你要不要每一个月我自动给你送，你就把 credit card information 给我，你就 subscribe 订阅酱油，订阅橄榄油，你以后也不要选了。Once every month, I will give you a bottle of soy sauce and olive oil. 这样。
I love it. I am the target customer for this type of business model.
Oh, 对，所以啊 they have your loyalty, 也是我们今天最后的一个山姆店在中国的成功要素。也不光是在中国了，全世界，对吧？一个商店，一个商家要成功，用户的忠诚度，用户对他的信任度都很重要。
That's right. We call this brand trust and loyalty.
Loyalty, a loyal customer. 啊，因为山姆店和 Costco 它都是会员性质的嘛，你已经问 customer, you're charging them a membership fee, 所以他们也会 go above and beyond, 就是会非常努力的让用户满意。
Yeah, I think this membership idea really helps reinforce that brand trust and loyalty, right? They're going to work harder to make their members happy, and the members feel kind of like they're a part of this club together with the brand.
对，其实啊，我之前觉得啊，付 membership fee 是因为这样我去买东西，那个同样的东西真的便宜很多，所以我觉得我这样也很划算。但是最近呢，我在加拿大在 Costco 买了一个东西，还挺贵的，是一个水的过滤机。但是我买回来以后，其实也不是那个产品不好，而是我就觉得它有点不方便。可是那个时候我把 packaging 就外面的那个盒子啊什么都已经丢掉了。后来我想来想去，我觉得我试着退一下吧， because I just don't see myself using this。那直到这一次呢，我发现，哎呦，真的付这个 membership fee 很值得，因为人家说没盒子没关系，退吧，就很爽快帮我退掉了。
Nice. Yeah, that's a very good customer experience, right? As a member, you feel happy. You can just bring it back. They don't mind.
对，然后在我退的时候，我旁边还有个人是来退牛排的，就是那个是把我惊到了。
他已经吃了的吗？有。
对，这个很大一个的，好像吃了一两片，但是我不知道原因啊，是说他觉得不太新鲜还是什么，也退掉了。So it was, you know, really an exceptional customer experience.
Yeah, that's the first I've ever heard of returning steak, so that's pretty good.
对 but I think they're also being, you know, very smart, 因为 a happy customer, 他这个回头客 return customer, 然后他们还告诉别的人，对不对？让很多其他的人 referral 成为你的 customer, 而且最主要，我发现到 Costco 退货，又顺便买了一大堆东西。
Exactly. You're on a podcast telling this story, right? So it's helping with their brand and helping people feel better about Costco. And you ended up buying more stuff anyway.
人家太大了，根本不需要我们给他们做广告。他们来 sponsor 我们一下。
Yes, we are open to sponsorships. Costco or Sam's Club.
都可以都可以，对，或者有啥其他中国的这类型的店，我们没有开玩笑。好，那我们今天的节目呢就到这儿，跟大家分享了近年来在中国做的非常成功的两个美国大型的会员店。那不知道我们的听众，你平时会不会去 Sam's Club or Costco 去买东西？
Yes, tell us what you think. Do you like Sam's Club? Do you like Costco? Do you like them both? What do you think of their hot dogs? We'd love to hear it.
Oh, 对，你讲到热狗，它热狗特别便宜吗？
Yeah, they're like $1.50 US and they've never gone up in price. So that is great for brand loyalty.
So never mind inflation. We're never going to raise the prices on our hot dogs.
That's right. They're always cheap.
好，那今天我们的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听。那你对什么样的话题有兴趣呢？欢迎大家在留言专区告诉我们。
All right, see you next time. 再见。
Bye.